already, huh?
No. 3, 2, 1, we're live. No, man, I got it sitting in front of me. Grilled chicken. Late. I didn't eat dinner.
Oh my goodness, you were late eater.
Oh, God, man. Sleep is, we're on the podcast, man. This is the Mr. National Podcast.
All right, folks. Here we are. Back again. The Mr. National Podcast.
I'm hyped up.
Mr. National. And that man is hyped right there. That's my boy P-Double.
Listen, man, I got some stuff to go over.
Well, listen, before you get into that, I got to go off. We got to pick a name for this segment. But every week from now on, I'm going to just go the hell off. You know what I mean? I'm going to go on my rant. And today's rant for this show, I just got off. First of all, I just got off from work. And construction, everybody, you know, Mr. National. Blue-collar worker, working with the hands. Working for the man, the physical
working work. For a living, just like Huey Lewis in the news.
Exactly. But, you know, working with these construction guys, it's one guy in particular, no names, but this guy, you know, it's summertime. It's 90-something degrees, the heat, the work is physical. You know, we get in our lunch, and, you know, we stop for a lunch break, and we have our drinks, and I said, "What are you eating?" He's like, "Oh, my wife packed my lunch." I'm like, "Well, where is it?" Well, she got me eating healthy. And he got like a banana and some trail mix or some grain or fiber stuff and a water. I'm like, "Well, what the hell do you think you're supposed to do with that?" I'm like, "We out here working all day, and you and that's all you're gonna eat?" Well, I got an apple too. Oh my God, I understand eating healthy and all that, but when you out there in that construction, it's tough work. I mean, you gotta feed your body. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're fuel the machine.
You gotta fuel. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was gonna say. Like these guys, and you got other guys.
Well, they
out there working. Go ahead.
The issue there is not the food. The issue there is that dude is whipped.
Right. That's the point. These guys, I don't get it. Another guy. Not another guy and more guys. The other ones, work out there all week and then hand their whole check over. You know, I mean, I can see a few, you know, not good with the money or the wife manages the money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But at least make sure you have enough for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, say we working at a hospital. They got a nice cafeteria. Let's go in here and get something to eat. You know what I mean? Let's get some good food. You know what I mean? It's not like a little roach coach gonna come on the job. We got a cafeteria. His right. Guy says, "Well, I don't have enough. My wife didn't give me enough money for this week to
Man,
buy my
how
lunch."
Can you even? Oh my God.
I was like, "You what?
Oh my God!
This is your money. What are you talking about?" Oh, well, you know, she's managing it. I'm like, man, I don't get it. So that kind of stuff gives me a case of the ass. These guys need to get their balls reattached. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put the pants back
pick them
on.
Open up the jar, grab your testicles out from inside, and take them to work with you.
And take them to work, man.
Yeah, man, come on.
Put the pants back on.
Oh, jeez.
That's my rant for the day, man.
You know what? I'm a married guy. I love my wife. My wife's awesome. But my wife would kick my ass if I acted like that.
Right.
She quit acting like a pussy.
Right, exactly. Woman wants a man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, hey, look, I got, you know, I'm stopping off. We're having a beer after work.
Right. No, not some of these guys. Some of these guys at work, you think these big, strong construction workers?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's some straight pussies out there. These guys are whipped, or I don't know. I just don't get it. The guy who, let his wife pack his food. I mean, I'm like, who is she feeding? A freaking rabbit? Bambi? Like, eat some food. It's 90-something degrees out here, and we working hard. I mean, you need some food, brother.
Yeah, you need at least, like, some of those Little Debbies, whatever those things. At least a couple of them.
Get a freaking hot dog in there, some burgers or something. You need some protein.
Exactly, right, some fuel.
These guys, but I tell you, it goes on in the construction industry, man, I tell you.
Wow.
But that was, that's Miss, we're gonna pick a nice name for it, but, you know, the Nats Fat.
Nats Fat, I like it, the Nats Fat segment. Case of the Ass.
Case of the Ass. Mr. National Goes Irrational.
That's good.
We're going to start every short because, hey, I mean, I'm a happy-go-lucky guy, but some things get up under me, and folks, you're going to hear it on the Mr. National podcast. I'm going to let you hear it. And real quick, before we get into P-Double's list of topics, you know, I had my little topics for the podcast, and P-Double has his, but the other thing was, like I said, just got off work. Until this podcast, folks, and you are going to get us where we need to be, me and P-Double, you know, until this thing takes off, we've still got our 40-hour a week plus overtime jobs, and I'm just getting off, and I'm working, like, downtown, so I got to catch the public transportation, and I park my car at the parking lot. I got on the train today, this evening, I'm on second shift, and I went the wrong direction. I'm supposed to go east. I jumped on a train going west and almost ended up two stops from all the way down the other end. I realized I had to get off, walk up, walk across over, back down, and then wait for my train to go the right way. I was like, typical. But folks, I'm here. A little tired. P-Double said, look, let's do this podcast. I said, I'm with it. Let's do it.
Bam.
Like Mama National used to say, you know what I mean? you say something, you stick to it. You know what I mean?
We was
kids, and when I was a kid.
Word is bond.
Word is bond. And you did something out in the department store, and she got mad. She said, I'm beating your butt when you get home.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be like noontime or whatever. You was acting up, and then we went to the supermarket, and we went a couple other things. It'd be about 6 o'clock by the time you got home. 7 o'clock, you get home, you ready to say, you know, I'm gonna go outside before you can even say that. Bit, bit, bang, boom. I told you I was gonna beat your butt. Like, damn, it was 7 hours ago. You didn't forget.
Hell no.
So let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. When you say something, you do it.
Right on.
Me and P-Double said we're going to try to do this podcast weekly, and we got our day and a little time. Our time then shifted a little bit, but the day has we stayed true to the course. So,
well, thank you. You're the man, Mr. National. I appreciate that, man.
No problem.
All right, I've been thinking about football. I got a new guy here. This is Nate Wells. We played. He came over to the house the other day. We played scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great guy. Great guy.
Can he play?
Well, I kind of, in the event that he's listening to this, I kind of smoked him. But he's kind of new. Well, he's probably played more than me. But he's a big 49ers fan.
Oh, man, you smoked the 49ers fan. I ain't liking that already.
But he brought his Seahawks.
Now I'm glad he got smoked.
Yeah.
What kind of 49ers fan plays with Seahawks? That ain't happening.
I don't know. I said, what do you got, like, your first team, 49er team back at the, because I have my Cowboys out, you know. I'm ready to ball.
You ain't coming out with no scrimmage team. You coming out with your guys.
Yeah.
We them boys.
And let me tell you something. You told me about the guy, the police captain, who took his...
Paul Daniels, P. Diddy, we call him.
So I took my quarterback and a receiver to work. And I dinked around with it a little bit during, you know, just time to time. Played last Monday night, man. Roger Staubach couldn't miss. That was on money.
There you go.
Wow.
Practice makes perfect.
Yep. So, I've been thinking about football. I'm loving football again. It's a great sport. The war in the trenches. Got the receivers and the speed on the outside going deep. The you know, the misdirection, the scheming defenses, all this stuff. Takes me back to when I was a kid and I used to just dream about these, you know, the gridiron and the chess match on the field, you know.
Right, right.
And, when you played, what position did you play, Mr. National?
I was a wide receiver, and I was like a cornerback safety. That was me.
I played running back and strong safety.
There you go. Okay.
And I always felt like I wasn't very good. I was too skinny and slow. But I loved it. And the thing was, is I felt like comfortable on the football field, like it was home.
Yes.
And I knew, even though I couldn't react fast, I knew where everybody was going to be. I knew what everybody was doing, you know. Like
right.
The safety reads on the tight end. If the tight end blocks it down, it's a run. He's coming
right
at you. So, you know, the fastest guy doesn't always win the race. Sometimes it's the guy who starts running first.
That's right. There you go. See the play. Dissect the play first.
Right.
And get to where that guy's supposed to be at.
Right. But I just felt like, you know, the quarterback was looking over this way a little bit too much before the snap. I knew it. You know, I knew what he was thinking. You know what I mean?
Damn.
That's hard.
You was cerebral. You was like, you know what I mean? Thinkers, man. You was like the coach out on the field.
But, well, I was too slow and not very coordinated and, you know, couldn't see well.
But, hey, I give you credit. You got out there, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I loved it, man. I loved it, man. I just lived and breathed it while I was a kid. But I kind of got away from it because of the violence of it, you know.
Right.
The sport.
Collisions.
The collisions. And you know, there's a price to be paid. You know?
Yes. Concussions and
what do you think of that? I mean,
injuries and I know that movie came out.
I haven't seen
Will
it.
Will Smith.
Yeah.
I didn't see it either. I didn't want to see it. I'm not interested to see it. I don't even want, you know, I mean, here's my thing. All those older players that we idolized, the Lamberts and the Mike Websters and the man's man, you know what I mean? Paul Jones and Randy White.
Right.
You know, those guys, those were our heroes. And those are the guys that played hurt and played tough. But those are the guys that were getting the concussions and are the guys that sued. Some of them, not all of them, but a lot of them older players through the 70s and 80s were the guys that, you know, maybe, and it's also the guys that's not doing that well. I mean, Bradshaw used to get his head beat in.
Right.
But Terry Bradshaw's, he reinvented himself. He's making money. He's on TV. Some of these other players that haven't transitioned into that, you know, that second career are some of the ones that's suing, you know, to get some money back, you know? So,
yeah.
I mean, they knew. They tried to make it like the NFL covered it and didn't let them know. They knew. And
they knew
even
what
if
they
you
were getting into?
They knew what they were getting into. And even most of them, you asked them, like, would you do it? Would you play? You know, your paycheck is $1 million and blah, 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 X, Y, Z.
Right.
You know, would you play? They say, yeah. Because like you said, you loved it, playing. You loved it.
Yeah, man.
Now imagine you getting paid millions of dollars and becoming right. his idols and stuff. They would do it. So, I mean, I also understand the new rules and the way they're doing stuff and they're trying to better the equipment. I'm just all for it. I mean, I see it from both ways, both sides of the thing, but if nobody had ever sued, then the NFL probably wouldn't have had to, you know, had to do anything about it. So,
right.
I mean, it's the players that we grew up with idolizing. You know, I'm a big Ronnie Lott man. That's my guy. I love the way he came in and collided. That's how I played. I wanted to jar you from the ball.
Right.
I could see the interception coming, but I was like, you know what? I'd rather let him, you know, touch it, and then I'm going to level him. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, but you can't do that nowadays. Now you got to wait, let him catch it, make a football move, and then you can tackle him. So it's
right.
It's pretty tough for defense, but I totally understand, and I'm not one of them guys that's just going to sit there watching the TV and get mad every time you see the flag come up, because that's football now.
Right,
you see those
right.
big violent, you see those big violent concussions. I mean, those big violent hits. Boom! Both guys are laying down. And before you used to jump up and be like, that's how you do it. That's how you play football. Now you're like, oh my goodness. I hope they're all
right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
It's changed.
Yep.
I've changed. The game's changed. So
yeah,
I'm all for it.
All right. Well, You're touching on a lot of the stuff that Chris Carter talked about, so I wanna play this video, and it's a few minutes, but
it's very frightening. I was shocked by the information. I was shocked by the recent study of the 110 former players, 111, 110 of them having some form or advanced stages of CTE. It's hard for me because ever since I can really, really remember, this is what I wanted to do. But now as a former player, I've never really had any other job besides sports. So I played football 16 years. You mentioned that. I've been in television 16 years talking about sports, talking about football. Nick and I were talking earlier. I've taught so many kids football. I coached a little league team, traveled playing football, coached a high school team. We got 11 kids playing in the NFL today, more than any high school in the nation. I'm talking about great players. Giovanni Bernard, Geno Atkins, Joey Bosa, Philip Dorsett, James White, Bobby Hart. I mean, great people. Like, I've talked to them about football. I've talked to their parents about football. Like, to me, I wonder, like, what's going to happen? Like, what's going to happen to my generation? I've had teammates who have killed themselves. Andre Waters, a teammate of mine in Philadelphia. I've had good friends of mine, Junior Seau, Dave Duerson. Great men. Guys that have done tremendous things in their community. All of a sudden, they became violent and took their own lives. So I worry. I worry what my future is. Now, I haven't shown any signs of it. I didn't have any recorded concussions playing. But I would say there is some type of fear, fear of the unknown. But I sit here conflicted because with all the information I have, I wouldn't change a thing.
Man.
He basically said everything that I was just saying. Right. Man, that makes me think I should have been in the NFL. And to our listeners, I didn't hear that before. I didn't know that. I'll tell you, it did sound the same. It's a no brainer. Millions
yeah.
of dollars.
Yeah.
No brainer. I'm in there.
Yeah, he said one cool thing he goes on to say there that I really remember was he said, I used to go in the stadium early and run the stairs I don't remember if it was Ohio State or I think it was at Ohio. Ohio.
Right, right. It could have been and, Ohio
High School. Or high school. He would just go in the stadium and run the stairs. And he said, now that stadium is named after me.
Wow.
And he's like, I'm on this show. I'm on this show because it's not because you guys like me or because of anything about me. It's because of football. That stadium is named after me because of football, you know?
Right.
And it's pretty cool. So,
he would have ran it, all them guys. I mean, Chris Carr is another guy. He retired. He had a Hall of Fame NFL career. But he transitioned himself into broadcasting, and he's making money. So
he
doesn't, you know, he's not hurting. Some of the other guys who didn't, you know, weren't maybe as talented as him, didn't, or some of the guys that are talented, they just don't, didn't transition, didn't get the broadcasting, ability.
Yeah.
And they're hurting, and they're going to sue. I mean, the money is out there, and that's it. So. I it is what it is.
Yeah.
But talking about sports, on my phone, on the train today, going the wrong way, and I see that Charles Oakley got arrested in Vegas. I think he was in Vegas. They said he was cheating or something with the gambling.
Really?
Yeah. Charles Oakley, the New York former Bulls player, former New York Knicks.
Yeah, that was a great rebounder.
Yeah, great rebounder. Yeah, one of the goon guys, physical player. Not that talented physically and athletic, but just a tough, hard nosed player.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, he couldn't hit a free throw to save his life.
He wasn't that good. He wasn't horrible. He wasn't like Shaq or Wilt Chamberlain, but then when he went to the Knicks, he started shooting three pointers too. So he he got arrested. So they were saying something about changing his bets and stuff when he was noticing that going to lose. So I don't know if that was blackjack or what his game was. I saw that. And then another story I saw was Kellen Winslow II or Junior or whatever.
Okay.
You know, we all know his dad.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer tight end.
Chargers. Dan Fouts. Yeah.
Yes,
Jefferson.
The son went to the U. It was an All American and it was a high draft pick, I think, of the Cleveland Browns or whatever, and just never could get right. But he's being accused of raping three women. So, more than that, he's in trouble with the law. And I was reading that story a little bit, and it kind of made me think of that safety from the Saints and the Packers and the Vikings.
Oh, yeah. He was a terrible person.
He was a horrible person. Darren Sharper.
Yeah.
That dude, he was a monster. I couldn't believe he was doing that stuff.
That's crazy.
It was nuts. I mean, Kellen Winslow is, I don't know if his stuff isn't as concrete, you know, because they said some of the women can't ID him. You know, in the lineup and stuff like that. But Darren Sharper was dead to rights. Straight up poisoning, drugging these girls.
Straight up Bill Cosby on.
Bill, right. Oh, my God. That was crazy. Kind of, and they were filming him and this another guy. They were like in competition.
Oh, geez.
Reminded me of that movie with Morgan Freeman, Kiss the Girl.
Oh, yeah.
That was a pretty good movie, Morgan Freeman. The guy they was collecting women, you know, they had a lot of
Alex Cross. Yeah, he was played Alex and Morgan Freeman played Alex Cross.
Is that who that guy was, the actor, Alex Cross?
No. Morgan Freeman played the character Alex Cross.
Oh.
He's a detective, gets all those.
But he's real smart though. He's like a psychologist.
Yeah, Alex Cross. There's a bunch of books out about him. I think even what's that one guy that does the Madea films?
Madea, Tyler Perry.
Yeah, Tyler Perry played Alex Cross in a movie one time.
Wow.
A different movie. I can't remember which one it was.
I never realized it was a real person or something.
Well, it was a
fiction.
Yeah, he's kind of like a modern day, Sherlock Holmes. He's got a whole bunch of stories about him.
Okay. Yeah, got it. So, But yeah, that's how Darren Sharper and the crazy guy was. Yeah, Kellen Wilson.
So get a load of this. I had a roommate from college who lives in Cleveland, and he went to the Buckeye Brawl with me.
Okay.
His name's Ari.
You introduced him to me.
Yeah, right.
What college did you go to?
Michigan State.
Spartans.
All right.
Spartans. All yeah. right.
So I don't like the Wolverines. I'm not going to be shy about it. I don't like the Wolverines. As much as I root for the Spartans, I root for anybody that's playing the Wolverines. You know,
to beat them.
Yeah. Right. Like these guys that are Michigan fans, and they go, hey, well, if Michigan doesn't make it, I'll cheer for the Spartans. No, I'm not like that. You know what I mean? Michigan State doesn't make it. I hope the Wolverines lose. I hope they get beat bad. You know, sour grapes and all. I'll be eating my sour.
Right. Go blue. Wow, man, Michigan State. Yeah. Steve Martin is a big Michigan State fan. His dad played for the Spartans.
Oh, okay.
Steve Martin. He's from the Michigan area.
Yeah, he lives in the Detroit area, doesn't he?
Yes. Yep.
Anyway, my buddy lives in Cleveland, so he went to the Buckeye Brawl with me, and because his son goes to Kent State. And so, you know, it just worked out. He hung out. He thought it was a riot. So when I recently went to Philly, on the way back, I stopped at his house.
Okay.
And he's got a big old house, and he lives there all by himself.
What?
Yeah, because he's got a couple ex-wives and, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know. But he's doing fine. But he's got this big old house. So he's got a roommate. I can't remember the guy's name now. But the roommate is playing tight end for the Cleveland Browns. His roommate.
No way. Well, right now?
Well, the guy was there for like training camp. He was staying at my friend's house. He's like, you want to meet him? I go, yeah, I want to meet him. Of course I want to meet him. I can't remember his name right now. So I went, the guy's just like this big giant kid. Right, he's got this baby. Well, he's got like a young man's face, but he's like Frank Jacobs, you know,
the body
like that, and he's just like super like real peaceful and quiet, you know, like, hey buddy, how you doing? Hope you're having a great time. And it was really cool though. The guy. He's a journeyman tight end, you know. He's trying out, you know, he's in training camp, hoping to make the team. And I can't remember his name right now. But it was kind of neat to meet him. You know, I just met him briefly, but it was pretty cool.
Is he younger? He's like
he's like 23 or something like that.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, trying to make the team. Yeah, he's still young.
Yeah, and
just
needed a place to stay. And, my buddy worked with his mom, and so his mom called my buddy up and said, hey, can he stay at your house?
Right.
He's like, yeah, sure. And so there he was, just sitting there.
imagine he gets his chance and does well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But we were just talking about Kellen Winslow. That was,
trying
out for that spot. So.
Oh, man, that's crazy. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Talking about the what do you think about my boy, my right-hand man, Stack, Smokestack? We did the Stack with Nat show earlier this week. Is he a character or what?
Talk about
roommates, huh? How about sharing a house with that dude?
Oh, man, when he went off on the – he didn't want to let it go at the end when he went off about, hey, look it up, Google it, BE5, you know, immigration.
Yeah.
Got him going.
Right. Got him going, boy.
But, man, he broke it down. Yeah, he broke it down with the Supreme Court summary like he had been studying it, like he was reading it from Wikipedia or something.
I know.
He broke it down.
He's off the top, you know, from the cuff. He's something else. That's what I say. I mean, I do the sports and – he handles all that world news and all that stuff.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, you know, and he's like, I'm going to leave my politics out of this, but okay.
Then he went into it. He said, before I leave it, And then he dove back into it again.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, that was a riot.
We're talking about diving head first, you know. That smokes that. He dove head first in all them topics.
Yeah, it was cool. I loved it.
He's a piece of work. Talking about the Stack with Nat, show on the Facebook page, all the results is in the dance, the first round of the dance hall.
Oh, you know what
I
mean? Okay.
I got to get with the webmaster, and we got to move into the second round.
Okay.
Heavy D beat P. Diddy.
That's a no-brainer right there. I mean,
right. Heavy D.
Heavy D's got the moves.
Right. And then, I think Bobby Brown beat Chris Brown.
Really?
Yeah, Bobby Brown beat Chris Brown. Justin Timberlake beat Usher.
What?
Yeah,
oh,
Justin
man,
Timberlake.
There's a lot of upsets going on right now.
I know. And then MC Hammer beat Elvis.
Okay, so, there you go.
That was a fake, right. So now I got to see. I don't know even who the second. I got to check it out. The right. Second round matchups. Who's going? I think it's Heavy D versus Hammer. And I think it's Justin Timberlake versus Bobby Brown. I think that's the next round. And then those winners will face either Michael Jackson or James Brown.
Wow. Yeah, and who's going to win that?
The dance off.
You just watched that video of James Brown that I sent you, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God, was that awesome or what?
Dude, he was just changing it up. It was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
The Funky Chicken, and he jumped.
The Funky Chicken. I love that guy. Back when you could understand him back then.
Oh, yeah.
Barely, but you could understand him. The Funky Chicken.
I saw this thing and it was like, do it with passion or don't do it at all. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit because this is one of the topics on my list. I wanted to text you the list, but it was kind of a hectic day. So, but what about dreaming and following your dreams? You gotta have something to say about that. You know?
Yeah. I mean.
Or, you know, your passion.
Like, I hear what you're saying. You have something, and it's your passion and your dream, and you're going for it, and you're going for it. I mean, it's kind of hard to say don't give up on your dream. It's funny. It takes me to this movie I just watched. You talking about Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm.
This was a Tyler Perry movie. It was Acrimony.
I haven't heard
and
of
it. It was good. You got to check that out with the P. Henson? Taraji?
Oh, Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah, she's in it.
Oh, well, okay. I can watch that.
Yeah, she's the main character.
She's a great actress.
She was unbelievable in this movie, man. You got to see it. But she had married this young guy who had this idea with this battery. And that was his dream. And it was like they got married and everything. And I don't want to ruin the movie. But this dude was like for 20-something years trying to get on with this battery, like his, you know what I mean? And then she was like, you got to give it up. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. So follow your dreams. I mean, shoot what they say. Shoot for the stars or the moon.
Yeah,
if you miss, you're among the stars still. So
right. And
I mean,
another thing is what I think is you can have dreams and you can, you know, shoot for them and you may get there. You may not. You probably won't. But, you know. You know, if you aim high, where you end up is higher than not trying at all. But another thing is, while you're trying, you're doing dope shit anyway.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
You're not
like
just
this.
Talking. Yeah, you're not just talking about it.
Right. This is a dream. This podcast, I mean, it's humble, meek beginnings.
Right.
But
right.
Who knows? It could go into something.
Yep.
But, you know.
Listen, your mouth is going to take us places. You just keep talking. Just keep talking.
I don't know about it. Is that like, what was that movie, Deliverance? You got a purty mouth. But it's not like I'm quitting my construction job. You know what I mean?
Not yet.
I mean, P-Double has a vision for it. Now I'm all for it. I mean, if somebody wants to pay me to talk about sports and throw in some electric football in there, or pay me to make appearances and stuff like that, fly out to different places. Hey, that's a dream. Doing something you I mean, it don't even have to be something where you're famous. I mean,
right.
Doing something you enjoy, like your sketches. I'm pretty sure you enjoy doing them. I mean, you got paid to do that. That would just be awesome.
Right. I'm gonna do it anyway.
You're gonna do it anyway, right?
Right. So do it.
Like the Stack Winnett show. You know, me and Smokestack, we meet up on the evening up at the pub, and we sit there and have a drink, and we just turn the camera on and start going. We'd do it for anything.
But now the groundbreaking episode of technology bridges the gap.
Right, bridges the gap, right. I ain't got to wait for his old ass to show up no more. Right now. I'll just say, you know, come on. You can keep your pajamas on.
He showed up dressed to the nines, though.
He did. He knew it. Unbelievable. That's him.
I got this tagline for Mr. National Podcast that I want to somehow work into either the website, or we could say it, but I don't know, in the promo somehow, that Mr. National is to electric football what Joe Rogan is to MMA.
Oh, that's the guy where you got the idea, the Rogan.
Joe Rogan's got a package.
Right.
And I wanted to tell you about, I was listening to him one time, he had Jamie Foxx on, and Jamie Foxx told a story about Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, the singer, the young guy?
Yeah, that just lost the dance-off to Bobby Brown.
Right.
Right. And there's no way Bobby Brown must have had some kind of moves to beat Chris Brown in a dance-off. It's a big-time upset.
That a little bit. I mean, you got an older crowd.
That's true. Bobby Brown's my man. I love
Bobby
Brown.
Yeah, New Edition, and then he went solo act, you know?
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. Bobby Brown's my man. Like, that new Jack Swing is, I'm all about that.
That's all him.
But Chris Brown, so Jamie Foxx is telling a story about Chris Brown. He was at a party, and Chris Brown came up to him and said, "Hey, Jamie, how's it going, man?" And they were standing. It was really crowded. And he kind of confronted him, he was going to have a dance. You know, it was a club kind of scene, and they were going to, and Chris Brown kind of confronted them like they were going to have a dance-off, because this was back when they were having dance-offs, you know, like with Justin Timberlake and Usher and stuff. It was a real thing.
Right. Wow.
So Jamie Foxx is standing face-to-face with Chris Brown, and he kind of does a couple of dance moves, you know, and he said Chris Brown looked at him and did a backflip. in a crowd, he jumped up. Went up in the air, did a backflip above the crowd, and then came back down and landed right in front of him. And then Jamie Foxx says, "Yeah, that was really good. You know, you're the man."
Right. Contest over.
So Brown, I don't know how Bobby Brown would really fare against Chris Brown, but Bobby Brown was good back in the day, man.
Yeah, he was. I mean, Chris Brown got some moves, but hey, I can't argue. It was the people have spoken, and the people said Bobby Brown. Wow. So Bobby Brown advances. Now, I could put that same post up tomorrow, and maybe Chris Brown will win it. You know what I mean? That's why you play the game. The undefeated Patriots was supposed to beat those Giants.
Oh.
you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
You play that game 10 times, the Patriots probably beat them.
Yep. Any given
Every
Sunday.
Time. But that 9 time. But that was the 10th time. Mm. What I remember about that game, other than that helmet catch, which is, by the way, the greatest catch in Super Bowl history. I mean, that was unbelievable. I think it was David Tyree. Got it pinned to his helmet. And then Eli getting out of the sack to throw it. But the thing that I take from that game was how much pressure the Giants were able to put on Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tuck, was it Justin Tuck whatever his name?
Yep.
He was unbelievable.
Yep.
As Smokestack would say, he was a man possessed. You know, he could not be blocked. It was unreal.
Yeah, nobody put that kind of pressure on him all year.
I mean,
probably in a few years, you know.
I mean, it's one way to get your pressure. You know, electric football, we use a looper. You come from the outside. You know that?
Yeah.
Your edge rushers. They were coming right up the gut, right up in the middle.
Bull rush.
Right up in his lap. You know what I mean? They were like, Brady, you going to smell my cologne.
Oh, yeah. Or the swim move.
I think they just went bull rush. They were like, you're going to smell my cologne today, Tom Brady.
Mm.
Yeah, that was an upset right there. That was an upset.
Yep.
What, when you think of upsets in sports, what's a big upset that comes to mind, P-Double?
Well, the best upset for me by far was when the Pistons beat the Lakers the year that the Pistons had Rasheed Wallace and Tayshaun Prince and Chauncey Billups.
And the Lakers
had four Hall of Famers in their starting lineup. Gary Payton, Karl Malone, Shaq and Kobe.
Kobe, yeah.
And then they had Derek Fisher at the point guard, right?
Was that Derek Fisher? But Karl Malone got hurt. He didn't play in that series.
He didn't play in that series? Well, no.
He might have played one game or something. He was hurt, but anyway, they still beat him.
Yeah, that was by far the best upset in my book. I loved it.
Wow. You know, I was thinking you was going to go to the United States, the hockey, the Olympics. I thought you were going to go there.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big one.
Yeah, yeah.
Georgetown losing to Villanova.
The
85 NCAA men's championship.
The shot where he missed the air ball it and the dude with the putback at the end.
No, that was NC State. That was North Carolina. That was Jimmy Valvano, the Wolfpack. Yeah, Wolfpack beat Houston. They beat Five Slammer Jamma.
They had Meshaw and they had
Clyde Drexler and Team
Olajuwon. Yeah. Oh man, Olajuwon right there. I don't know, man. He has to be in the conversation about greatest of all time.
At least for centers. I mean, he's up there. I don't know if he won't catch Kareem or Wilt. I know.
Well, he's a great player. He's a great player.
How about Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson?
That was major.
I remember where I was at when that happened. That was major.
Mm-hmm.
Major.
Yeah, that was Tyson's first loss.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was a beast. Oh my goodness.
He was winning half the fights before the bell rung. I mean, people were just straight scared of him.
Yeah.
Grown ass men, professional boxers.
Yeah. Just afraid of
another man in the ring. Amazing.
Yeah. They talked to Tyson. I saw Tyson in an interview talking about boxing. He said 95% of it is mental.
Yes.
That blows my mind. Because look at the guy physically. I mean, he wasn't, he didn't have long arms. He was built for boxing. I mean.
Yes.
I mean,
he had this short, compact build, the thick neck.
Half the time he was knocking people out with his left.
Yeah.
You know? He would just come in, bam, with that hook.
He'd come in bobbing and weaving, left to right, and then just hooking.
I mean, if you watch
he had that hook to the body and then an uppercut.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The body and then bam.
Yes. He hit Frank Bruno, I think it was, with that one. He just demolished him.
But the physicality that he had coming into the ring, and yet 95% of it for him was mental.
Amazing.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, so any kind of job you're doing, or you're doing physical construction, you know, that's physically. But, you know,
it is mental. I mean, it is mental. I mean, you got to be sharp. You got to be focused because you can get killed. I mean,
I wouldn't last five minutes out there.
You're going to walk in a hole. You got to keep your head on a swivel. Right. Most of the things is, stuff falling from the sky on you, you know what I mean? Guy drop a pipe wrench or a pair of pliers, and you up 30 stories in the air, that's coming down.
So you walk on those beams and stuff?
No, those are mostly the iron workers. No, it's not walking on the actual beams. It's getting poured. It's like an actual floor.
Okay.
But most of the time, there's no walls or windows. It's just a flat surface, and they got the cable. The cable keeps you from going off the building. A wire, you know what I mean? Just
Still.
Three of them.
Still.
So, I mean, it ain't no work for if you've got... If you're scared of heights and stuff like that, you wouldn't want to do that type of work.
Yeah, no way.
And the weather, it's always the weather. I mean, you might get 3 months out of the year where it's just nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other than that, it's too hot or it's too cold.
Right.
That's construction right there. Right. Too hot or too cold.
Yep. That's why we gotta follow our dreams.
Yeah, right. That takes us. We went full circle on our dreams. Doing construction and fireproofing is not a dream. Talking sports and EF, that's the dream.
Yeah.
The podcast dream.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You know what? If nothing comes of it, you can look back and say you did it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I can't stand more than talking about doing something and then not trying it. You know?
Right. Yeah, you're right. And even though, like
you know,
I say,
you know the guys I'm talking about, right? Hey, man, I got an idea about this or that. What'd you do about it? Nothing.
Didn't do nothing. Well, guys, you know what I mean? We're starting your league. We're starting a league. Just do it. I mean, you get guys with all these ideas and stuff.
Yeah.
Do it.
And then they don't show up to play.
Oh, I want to play in the league. And make one meeting or whatever, and then that's it. You don't even see
them. Yeah.
I got something. Family's more important. You know, I hate them guys. Of course family's more important.
Yeah.
They ain't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course. No, but we still got that.
So Nate Wells, the guy here, he was great. He said he had put his stuff away. He had put it away. And I can respect that. Like, just put it, you're not doing it. He had put it away for quite a few years. But he's got it out now. And he said, you know, we talked about it with my wife. And so now he got it out and he came over. And he's like, man, my wife, she's just talking about me so bad. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, you going down with your little plastic men again, huh?
Oh, man, that's horrible.
But he does. He's like, I'm in. I'm playing, man. I love it. He's so.
Right.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah. You gotta support that. Like some guys.
Yeah, he said his wife's talking about him, but he said she knows that I love it.
She just
wants me to be happy. But yeah, because my wife does the same thing to me, man. She's but
oh yeah,
you don't have to get over that, you know.
Oh yeah, they will. They will. You know what I mean? I remember one of our coaches, Cruz. He was, I think he said, man, I told my wife, we ever get divorced or whatever, you know. You can have everything. Just don't mess with my electric football stuff. He's like, I'll sign over the house. You know, I'll take joint, you know, I'll take visitation. You can have a kid, everything. I'll just, you know, get my visitation, but don't touch my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. electric football collection is priceless.
You can't put
a price on that stuff. Some of the stuff you have from when you were kids and you accumulate all this stuff, you can't put no price on that kind of stuff. That's why we do it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if you can see this. I know, you know, this is just an audio podcast, but you can see this figure right here.
Right.
Where is it at?
There you go. I see him.
You know where that is? So those are the next level figures.
Is it?
Yeah.
There you go. Shout out to Kenny,
yeah,
King,
man, those are,
and Steve Taw.
Those are truly folks, next level.
This is the Mr. National Podcast, but right there, we had a promo from Next Level figures. They are, wow, look at Too Tall Jones.
Ed Too Tall Jones.
I wish you guys could see that. Who was the first guy? I couldn't really see. Was that 28?
No. This is a...
Bill Bates?
No, it's Bob Bruning, a linebacker.
Okay, it was a linebacker.
77 Cowboys. But it's actually an offensive line figure.
And that's what I thought it was. It looked like an offensive line. Okay,
you got that real big midsection.
Right.
Man, it looks awesome. I mean,
that is sweet.
Everybody I've talked to, you know, I think everybody agrees those next level figures are truly next level.
Dude, they are awesome. Steve and Kenny, by the way, two coaches that play in the Philly NFL league.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny's a two-time champion of the league.
Yeah.
Steve Toff is still trying to get his, you know, make his playoffs for the first time. So, but great guys, P Double, great guys.
Yeah, I watched Kenny King on the Stack with Nat show.
Yes.
And, yeah, he seems like a first-class guy and a great artist.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to meet him. He seems like a cool guy.
He is. He does his little cartoon things, his comic characters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's awesome. And Steve Toff lives out in, I think he lives, Allentown, up in Allentown, PA. Oh,
okay.
Like upstate Pennsylvania or whatever.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He's got his pilot's license.
Wow.
That guy flies. He said national, he was like, one of the tournaments, maybe we just get together, we'll just fly out there. You know, I'll just book the flight or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, he'll not like book it like an airline, but he'll just.
Yeah, you got to map it out and chart
right,
and all
right.
That shit.
Yeah. And I love Steve, but I was like, man, I don't know Steve. I'll take Southwest, dude. My bags fly free. I'm not scared of heights or none of that, but man, I love Steve. Steve, you listening? I love you, man, but I don't know. I don't know about flying in a plane.
I got one of his kickers.
Yeah, yeah,
those
yeah.
Those are cool.
They're reversed. Yeah,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, you pull up on it on the amount of tension. You can lob it. You can like mm-hmm. an onside kick.
Yeah,
great
clever.
Guys. Great guys. I mean, before we finish the podcast, I want to give a shout to the East Coast guys. I think they went live today with their college. Their college season is going on.
Yeah, one of my favorite characters in this whole hobby is Brian Phillips.
Yeah, very passionate guy.
Yeah.
I call him Mini Me. He tried to be national. He tried to be me. I call him Mini Me. But they doing a good job.
You guys
job
get under each other's skin.
Oh, all the time. Yeah. Nobody can get under my skin. I'm the fault. Can't get under my skin. But he does a good job with the with the East Coast thing, and they got the college.
Yeah.
I didn't see who was playing, but I did notice
that
they.
I just looked at it. It was It was a different kind of college. Now you're gonna make me look it up. All right, I'm gonna look it up. Keep going. But he does a great job.
Well, yeah. They had the live broadcast of their team. I think it was a yellow team. West Virginia. West Virginia was one of the. West Virginia versus Notre Dame. That's who was
Notre
playing.
Dame. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I don't know who the coaches are, but yeah, they were live and you know on the Mr. National podcast. Give those guys out in Maryland. Now in the Philly League, we probably have about 8 to 10 coaches that play in our league. So, I mean, they support. You know what I mean? They just love EF. They love EF. I mean,
you know what was really cool was when the California guys flew Brian Phillips out to play in their league.
Yeah. Cello in the California league. Yeah, they had that contest every year.
Yeah,
they invite. Yeah, they pay for his airfare and put him up and everything. That's good stuff right there. That's my boy Cello. He's a musician. Cello's a great guy out in the West Coast.
Wow.
Big Saints fan.
Really?
Yeah. He was also like a manager of a strip club out there.
Okay.
Out in LA or something like that. Dude, right there, you my guy right there. You know what I mean? Another guy, Eric Thompson, lives in Vegas. He manages strip clubs too. So
and plays electric football.
I'm like, man.
Now what's it like on the dating scene, Mr. National? Nowadays with all this stuff, with you know.
I mean it's. I don't know. I'm not into it as much as these as people would think though. But I with all this online stuff, man, I think it's like shooting fish in a barrel. I mean, it's just one of my work buddies. He went through a divorce and he jumped out on the scene, and every other week or something, he's got a new date. You know, he's like in his late 40s. He's in his mid to late 40s. He shows me these pictures. Every once in a while, he'll text me. He'll say, can I call you? And I'm like, yeah, give me a call. Give me 5 minutes or whatever. Let me get myself. And he calls me. I got a question I got to ask you. I'll share it. You know, when he was saying that he had, how did it go? Hold on, folks. He was dating the one girl, and he kind of said that he was going a different route. So he was trying to, like, break off and distance himself. So they would distance himself. You know, he did that because he had another girl he wanted to get, you know, try to see more often.
Right.
And he didn't want to, like, lead her on. So he told the one, and he was like, you know, go our own way or whatever. She's like, well, we still want to be friends. And he was like, yeah, of course. We can still go out and hang out, but, you know, I just didn't want to have you leave, you know, bringing you on. So then he says he had a baseball game. It was a baseball, Phillies game.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to go with the one girl that he started, you know, starting to like.
Right.
Then he found out that the other girl that he was distanced out was going to be at the game. I was like, man, go. He's like, what do you think I should do? Because everybody asked me for advice. You know what I mean? I'm like, asking me for advice. I said, well, first of all, go. I'm like, yeah, in a stadium. It's, you know, the odds of you running into that other chick?
Right, right.
And I said, you had already told her that you guys just want to be friends anyway.
Right.
You know? So I said, you could. Now, I said, now, the other thing is, you can't keep going back and screwing this girl. He was like, why not? Typical big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, he's going to have his cake and eat it, too.
But I said, because you already said you just want to be friends, and she's just going to be wanting to sleep with just to keep you around and keep you on. I said, that's just a bad situation. So I like, even if you do go hang out for a drink, go home. Don't go back to her place.
See, these are all. I think this is Mr. National's rules. We need to.
Well, yeah.
Day rules.
We need to
put this down on paper.
Maybe I can't get share all my secrets. You don't want to go down that road because then you know. I was like, don't screw her no more. That's. Right. I said, why are you still screwing her? Well, if you're gonna keep screwing her, you might as well just keep dating her. You didn't already went down that road. You've been screwing with her, and you just ain't feeling it. It ain't pushed you over, so just be friends. Just go out for a drink and go back home. So I gotta touch up. You know, as far as the podcast, I hope that takes off. You know, this Mr. National podcast takes off. But I also can have a dating. Like, what was that lady, Dr. Ruth?
Yes.
Ask National. So I do, but to answer your question, the dating scene, I mean, with the online stuff, all these webs, Plenty of Fish, Match.com.
But here's a question now, and maybe you've come to run into this. What is it like when you're dating a girl and now you got to introduce her to electric football, or you know, like where are you going this weekend? I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to electric football tournament. Have you run?
Right. The first thing they want to say is, "Oh, I want to go," and they'd be like, "It'd be like, no, you don't. You don't want to go.
No, you don't.
You just want to see if that's where I'm really going, and that's what I'm going because, you know what I mean. You take them, and you're going to be EFing.
You want to be focused on.
You wall to wall. Yep, you really don't have time. I mean, now later on, if you start to date seriously, sometimes the ladies get to meet each other, and then they can go out that way.
Right. Some of the guys bring their wives.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I mean, the whole beauty of the whole community is the different little clusters of type of people you got.
Yeah.
You got the family guys. Yeah. And they'll play, but then when they're done playing, all the families, all the wives, and they like double dates and they go out.
Right.
Or you got the group that just, the women, they'll go out. Right. You got the guys that like to smoke cigars and drink and sit out, you know.
Yeah.
You got the group that might want to go out to the gentleman's club. They go hang out. Then you got the group that might want to smoke the Bob Marley, you know, right? Roll up some stuff. And you got that group. So, yeah. I mean, you got.
And the group that, what about the group that just keeps playing into the night, you know?
That was it. And you got that group. Those are just hardcore, bona fide, you know, ballers. You know what I mean? They don't do nothing. They don't even change their underwear. They stay in that room. They're the last one to leave, first one in. They want to check the boards. You know what I mean? That's the least amount of thing I'm worried about is how the board's going to run. I want to know what the weather is like. How I got to dress, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's the dress code, you know? Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about. But, yeah, these chicks that say they want to go, you don't want to go.
No.
Because you're gonna end up getting on my nerves because I'm not going to have enough time spent with you. And they'll say, geez, if I thought it was like, I should have just stayed home. Like, bingo, thank you. I told you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you gotta make up. You know what I mean? Then you gotta put some time away. You might gotta go to a mall, and that's time away from these people that you don't even see that often. You might just see posts on the MFCA site and that kind of stuff.
Right.
But then at these events and these tournaments, you actually get to see them.
Right.
And now I can't go hang out with my boy P-Double because now you found the mall, you Googled a mall, and then you want to go to a mall and a movie. So now it's all kinds of beef and turmoil. So that's a bad look.
Yep.
That's a bad look.
Yep.
Taking a new chick to an EF turn is not a good look. I wouldn't suggest that right away.
I told my wife, I was like, I'm going to Dallas. You know, it'd be nice if you come with me. For electric football? Yeah, right.
Right. Okay. Now if you said, look, honey, it's a tournament in Vegas, she'd be like, all right, I'll go. You know what I mean? I'll see you back in the room later. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, like, yeah.
You know, who want to go to Dallas? You know what I mean? It's like, nah, Dallas, I've been there, done that. You know, you go to Vegas or L.A., you know, some ritzy, you know, Nollins, they might go, and that's fine. They'll go because they can entertain themselves. But yeah, new chicks, no. Dating is easy to you know, depends on what you're looking for too. I mean,
right.
You're looking for love. You know what I mean? I mean, you are, but good luck with that. And my taking voice, you know what I mean? Leave me saying, I got a set of skills. I got to say, I'll find you. He's like, good luck. Yeah, good luck finding. But here's one, you know, Mr. National Podcast, Lynn Werewolf Schmidt, you know, he always talks about his wife. I met his wife several times. And they had his son Joe and everything and their kids. And I say, how did you and your wife meet, Wolf? He says, online. I say, no way. He said, yeah. Met his wife online.
Yeah, nowadays.
It happens.
Yeah.
Everybody's so busy, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can't talk to nobody on the street because then you get, like, harassment.
Right.
It's easier to just see the picture online or something and date that way.
Swipe right, swipe left.
Right, there you go.
Yeah.
On the street, everybody's got the earbuds in, they're hustling and bustling. You won't get a chance to talk like you did in the old days.
Yeah. Yeah, in the good old days. That's, I'm seeing my wife right before all that went down.
Right.
About 10 years ago, I met her at the bar. You know, like the way you should meet somebody.
Right. You got a real one, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I spit my game.
It's your game. As you picking up when I'm laying down, like
yeah, reeled it in. I have one shot at it.
Yeah, well, she dug the game. She dug it. Yeah, so, yeah, that is the dating scene. That's the dating scene. It's on the internet. Yeah. And it's out there. You can meet a lot of people.
Wow.
He said, wow.
Yeah, man. I'm so glad I'm not having to do that, man.
Yeah. Get out.
Well, we're over on time already.
Well, we're going to have to edit something out. Something can come out.
I'll take that bit about Brian Phillips out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it's almost 1 o'clock, so, yeah. I'm going to take my shower now, and then that's it. Call it a night.
Okay.
Hopefully I get to sleep all the way through.
This is a good episode of the podcast.
There you go. Well, folks, thank you for joining in. My man P-Double, I'm Mr. National. This has been the Mr. National Podcast. We are signing out.
Until next time. Bam.
See ya. Peace.
Peace.